Thank you for holding. Is this Tony?
Yes, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. And yourself, John?
I'm doing good. I just got my coffee going, so I'm a lot happier now.
Yeah, I hear you.
Took a while. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No. Don't really have any real questions right now. I mean, I kind of get the gist of it. You know, you guys list me on the first page whenever anyone searches for junk removal.
Exactly.
Within
yeah,
my
I mean,
area.
That's the simpler version of it, yeah. It's up to a 40-mile radius and 15 different keywords, so junk removal is just one of them.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. Have you heard of Magic Junk Removal and Hauling?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do something like this. Same with Rain Man and Junk in the Trunk.
Okay. Yeah, I know of Junk in the Trunk also.
Yeah, they're a popular one. They've been around. They've been doing it for about 5 years or a little over 5 years. But that's the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. We can actually only put people on the first page of the search results when there's a spot open. So that's the benefit of this conversation. You don't have to, like, pay per lead or click or call. We let the people call you right off the first page directly as a live call. So flat monthly rate. It's all month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. We want you guys coming back on your own. Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's actually under construction right now. I'm still just waiting for my domain to clear. But, yeah, it'll be up shortly.
Okay. So you already purchased the domain name?
Yes. Two, in fact.
Better safe than sorry, you know? No, that's good. So because your company is so new, you're actually eligible for what's called a new in business credit. Normally, they charge $4.99 on a month-to-month basis for this service area. But because of that new in business credit, I can actually reduce the rate down to $2.99. And we usually charge a one-time setup fee for the website and everything, but because you already have your own website, I can waive that for you too. So it's just a flat $299 out the door, and then on a month-to-month basis, you'll keep that discounted pricing structure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, just in the last 30 days, just to kind of put things into perspective, there's been 1,812 searches within a 40-mile radius of Snellville. So I'm not saying that we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls for junk removal, right? Or that you'd even want that kind of problem. My God. just to think about it.
Want that kind of problem.
Well, you know, the point I'm trying to make, though, is like even if you're like a poor salesperson and you know, you're not the best at answering your phone. You know, even if you're only able to capitalize on 1% of what's out there, the program should pay for itself. That's why we offer it month to month. You know, it should pay for itself with the clients that it brings in. It's also considered a business expense, so you should be able to just write it off and it not actually cost you anything in the grand scheme of things. But if I could approve that pricing structure at $2.99 month to month, is that something you could see a value in doing for your business?
Absolutely. I mean, Okay. Yeah, that would be great. Now, of course, I have to ask the, you know, question of the day.
Sure.
Is this a, you know, one-time offer? I have to make this sale right this moment, or is this something I can actually consult with my business partner regarding before making the purchase?
Right. Yeah, and I get this question a lot. So we're not Google, right? We're a Google partner. Pretty much what happens when a listing becomes available, they'll create a list of the guys that they feel qualify for that area. In that industry, and then they'll send the list over to us and the other two premier Google partners. And basically what happens is they have reps, kind of like Tara that you were speaking to before you got transferred to me, and they just call out on that list. It just goes in, it's like a boiler room situation down there. And then they just call down it first come, first serve. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category, so we can't actually sign up more than the allotted capacity there. So we're all kind of racing to fill it. we only have as much time as until it fills, basically. Like, if I fill it with you, we close out the category, and then we can't work with any other junk removal companies in this area unless they, you know, one of the guys that's up there now, like Rain Man or Junk in the Trunk, they decide to, like, discontinue or relocate to another area.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a digital billboard. You know, you actually have to have space to put you up there. We don't take one business down to put another business up. They have to actually stop it. So that's a huge advantage to you, though, is because there's only a couple of you guys up there, and it's not like one of your competitors can call me up tomorrow and say, hey, you know, I want to do it for 500. I'll do it for 1,000. You know, it doesn't work like that. We're not going to just throw you out of the picture and then take the 1,000 a month if we've already have a prearranged agreement to do it at 299 with you month to month, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it's definitely something that I would love to do. I really do need to speak with my business partner before making the purchase.
I mean, Google advertising is pretty common. It's been around for a long time. It's actually been the most profitable way to market for the last, like, 15 years. I know you guys are new, but do you think this is something that your partner would be opposed to you doing?
No. Not at all.
That's what I was going to say, because I'm like, you're already building a website, and, like, a really nice website without anybody looking at it isn't going to do you any good. You know, the placement is what gets the eyes on it at the time. If they're actually looking up junk removal, that's what makes it money.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. But, I mean, even if my website's currently under construction, like, you guys just hold the site for me.
Yeah, I mean, we could put you up there with no site at all. It's not a requirement. Junk in the Trunk doesn't have a site up there right now. They just have the call button. So, and they get calls every day. You know, a website's just something for them to look at. You know, I could put you on the first page with no site, you'll get calls. But if you have a website with no first page placement, you're not going to get very many calls. I mean, people have to actually type in that domain name to find it. So, you know, I could attach it, or I could just have you up there without it and then wait till it's up and running and attach it then. You know, or we can help you develop an entirely new site too. And I wouldn't charge you anything for that.
Yeah, definitely a good option.
The benefits, the placement, you actually get like a Google business profile, and you become a verified business on Google, so people can like look up your business name, see your reviews and everything, and then that Google business profile is actually what they're seeing on the first page of the search results. The website's just attached to it with a little icon that says website. If they click on that, you know, it's like a little globe, and then it'll take them to your site, and they can review it, but... You know, you don't actually have to have the website to be on the first page anymore.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. It's just a good thing to have to kind of level the playing field, you know, if the other guys have it. So, but also, too, like my offer to you is this. If you already have a domain name, I have a whole team of graphic designers here in-house, you know, that can, if you, with your permissions, access that domain, build a nice site on there for you, and we could provide hosting too, and we can have that attached to the listing, and then any changes you want to make to it, we'll modify it and adjust it and make sure it's representing Black Buzzard Junk the way you want it to.
So wait, and what's the, how long does it take to get the link and everything up and running?
So the PIN verification usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. And then there's also a form that you got to fill out. It's like photos for Google verification, and it'll ask you to send in pictures. So, I mean, if you give us the PIN verification back in a timely manner and then fill out that form in a timely manner, you know, you'll be able to see return on investment in the first month. Once we have you set up, you won't have to go through the setup process over again. So obviously month two will probably be more profitable for you than month one, but you know, with the kind of work that you do and the call volume that's out there, I mean, you should be able to show you enough return on investment to where the program's self-sufficient in the first month, you know. So that way it's paying for itself. You're not taking money out of your pocket in order to make this happen.
Yeah, that's good.
We know that. I mean, it's month to month. So we got to make, you got to make money in order for us to make money. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a different kind of service. We get in there with you and make sure that it's working.
And you said it's going to take like 7 to 10 days to get fully up and running.
Yeah. I mean, the PIN verification takes about 5 to 7 days to get to you in the mail. So we need the 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And that's the only thing they actually send you in the physical mail. So we need that. And then, you know, I've had guys where their wife like throws it away though, and we got to resend it. So Google tells us to like under promise, you know, tell them like 2 weeks, you know, just in case something crazy happens. But if that happens, we have ways around it where we could like 3-way call Google and just verify you over the phone with them on the line.
All right. And that's going to be $299 today.
It's $299 out the door, and then each month moving forward, it'll be $299. Today's the 31st, and there's not actually 31 days next month, so it'll actually be reoccurring on the 1st after that. So basically, all of February, you're taken care of. You won't get your next bill until March.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, you didn't get into business for your customers to not be able to find you.
Right. Yeah.
And you won't have to pay for the lead. So I'm pretty sure if you compare this to that Home Advisor by Angie's program, you'll probably wind up canceling Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yeah, I'm already doing the Home Advisor also.
Yeah, you'll probably cancel that, though, because they charge you for every single lead, even if you don't get it. So there's going to be a lot of times you're paying a lead fee, like $40, $50 for nothing. It's like buying scratchers, if you think about it. It's not a practical way to start a business. You know, with this, you spend $299, that's all you spend for the whole month. You know, so you have a whole month of having clients contact you directly off the first page. If you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. You don't got to worry about it going up or changing or any funny business.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, Tony. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah. Which phone number do you have showing up? It's the 470-6.
Yeah. Yes, sir. 3111. Okay.
Yep.
And then what's the street address I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
It's 4435
mm-hmm.
Ross Estates Court. Mm-hmm.
Southwest?
Snellville. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. 30039?
Yes.
Okay, you could hide your address online. You want me to hide it?
Absolutely.
All right. Still have state or a city, state, and zip on the listing, though.
Yeah. That's okay. Perfect.
Okay. What's your last name, Tony?
Dave. It's my first name is Antonio. Last name is Davis.
Davis. Okay.
Yes, I just go by Tony.
Okay. It's good you told me that though, because I my best friend's name is Tony. I was gonna put Anthony in there because he's Anthony.
Yeah.
All right. And then, what's your business email address?
That's still pending.
Okay.
So that needs to change. I mean, you can use my personal email for now.
Okay, one second. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension for when you're ready to change it. You could just call me directly.
Okay.
But we're going to use this one for now, and I'm going to send you the invoice receipt, so that way you have the write-off available to you, and then I'll also send the outline of the agreement to this email, and I'll text it to you. But I'm
okay,
ready.
Okay, perfect. That's AJ Davis,
mm-hmm.
24 @yahoo.com.
Okay, did you get that text message?
I just got a text. It's John H. from Local Splash. Get your business at the top of Google today. Yeah.
Yep. That's my direct extension. So that 877 number is a 24/7 customer service department if you hit extension 1. But if you want to call me directly, you hit extension 544. So if you get that business email to go through, you just call in and then we'll update it on the profile here.
All right. So please reply to the email that we just sent.
Email. Oh, I think that was the photos for Google verification. Yeah. That's your Google verification form. So you got to fill that out and send that in.
Okay.
You don't got to do that right now. Sometimes it takes my guys like 2 to 3 days to get back to us with it. But it does tell you right at the bottom, like, you have to check the box that if you're missing anything, you're okay with us three-way calling you with the Google rep on the line and verifying your listing over the phone.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
While you're doing that, off the top of your head, do you know the name of your website, like the domain name?
Yeah, it's going to be blackbuzzardjunk.com.
Okay. Blackbuzzardjunk.com. And you own this domain, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Save. Update. All right, I'm going to have that attached to the listing. Right now, I'm just going to have it attached, even though it's not up and running currently. Once you guys get it up and running, it'll actually update in real time on the first page of the Google search results. And then offer still stands on the graphic design. If you run into problems or need help with the site, you just let us know, and then we'll get in there for you. I won't charge you anything extra to help you get your site up and running.
Wait a minute. Google business profile.
You're filling that out right now?
Oh, yeah. You
don't have to fill that out right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your account's not active, so if you submit it right now and the account's not active, they're just going to be like, what the heck is this? You know, we got to actually submit the profile, and then either later today or tomorrow you could finalize that and send those in.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we got to schedule a client interview with you either later today or tomorrow as well. And that's where they go over, like, your keywords that you're going to be listed for, the service area, and then if you actually want us to help you with the website, they'll go over that and how you want that to look.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah.
So that'll be handled later on. Right now, don't stress that. What you do need to sign will be the subscription terms that I send to you here. When the transaction clears, it automatically forwards to you in real time. So I'll send that to you while I have you on the line, and then you can sign off on that one. That one's the full outline of the agreement in black and white. So it has every, like, product and feature we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation. That way you have it all on file. But as for the client interview, actually, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Sunday closed or by appointment only?
Sunday by appointment only.
Okay. That way they could call you, but it's up to you if you want to go out there.
Yeah.
All right. Boom. Save. All right. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
No card just yet. That's going to come in the future.
Okay. No worries. Same thing with the email. If you want to swap that out and let the customers know that you accept cards, just call in and then I can swap it out for you.
Okay.
All right. So I got the business profile set up. What's a good time to do the client interview today? Usually it takes like 30, 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions or something.
Oh. Okay. My business partner is pulling in now. Let's say how does 11 sound?
11.
Well, let's say it didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking like 23 minutes from now?
Yeah, just to give my wife a couple minutes. Oh, actually, you know what? Let's do 12. Let's do 12.
Okay. Actually, I think I don't know. I can make that work. Let me.
She's probably got to go to lunch. So,
No, that works. I had a client interview scheduled, but he messaged me this morning and he told me if I could move it back to 4. So, I'm gonna put you in his slot. I just moved it down.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Splash. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this, Tony. And then it's set up to text you automatically 1 hour before. So you'll get a text message here in like 20-something minutes just confirming it. Yeah. It's automation. All right. But let me save. Okay. Got the client interview scheduled. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
It's going to be by Visa.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
No, this is going to be under my name.
Okay. So it just reads Antonio Davis. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Yes, J, as in Juliet.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, the billing information is exactly the same.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. 16 digits are 4011.
4011.
5900.
5900.
2005.
2005.
5322.
5322. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0224.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
Wait, oh, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong card. Shit. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Let's delete all that information.
Okay. It already codes it out, so all I could see is the last 4 digits were 5322, but I'm ready for you.
Yeah, no. I gave you the wrong card, though.
Okay. Is this one a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's still a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
It's 4411.
4411.
0425.
0425.
2459.
2459.
2653.
2653. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
3/28.
3/28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
815.
815. Okay. And there is a security question in case you want to verify the identity of me or one of my reps, or vice versa, if we want to verify your identity. With the account. So you have 3 options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Shit. Well, you can just use my mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Tony?
Sharon Denise Whaley.
Oh, what was the last name?
Whaley. Sharon is spelled with 2 R's, S-H-A-R-R-O-N.
Oh, we just need the maiden last name.
Oh, Whaley. W-H-A-L-E-Y.
W-H-A-L-E-Y. Okay.
Oh, Sharon.
Yeah, the maiden name's typically just the last name before... Mom and Dad got together. All right, let me update. Save. Okay. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. I have you on a discounted pricing structure, so this is just going to outline the service agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with the receipt. Now, as I walk you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree to, Tony, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right. It's pretty easy. I'll walk you through it. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Black Leather Junk.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Antonio Davis, owner, CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Tony, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I will be.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
So that's kind of important, actually, because when you get first page placement on Google, we become like your A to Z digital branding firm. So all the online directories that are under Google, you actually can get submitted to or opt into at no additional cost. So things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, they'll run Facebook ads, Amazon Alexa voice search results. There's about 60 other directories. So we know what you currently have. But after today, if you're considering adding something else, try to double check with me that it's not something we're already giving you. You know, I don't want you paying for something you already have or duplicating anything.
Right.
Okay. You shouldn't need anything else after this. I put you on a platinum package. I'm behind the scenes, just so you know, this is just a side note between you and I. I have a whole family of veterans, and I found stuff online that says you're a vet. So I kind of did some things on the back end without even, like, bringing it to your attention, but you got a lot of bang for your buck here, and the goal here is to try to develop a long-term business relationship with you, even though it's a month-to-month service. Okay, I'd rather have you than some of these other guys that I came across this morning. So just preference.
That,
yeah, just preference, you know. I grew up in SoCal, but we're very red. Yeah, my grandfather chauffeured Eisenhower, and my dad was in the service, and my brother was a Tomahawk. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan, so I got I got a whole mess family tree. I'm like the oddball. I'm basically the only one of three generations that didn't serve. Yeah. My dad. I mean, we were good at hunting growing up, but I just I don't know. My grandfather started taking me to church when I was real young, and I always felt like, because if you look at me, I used to play football. I'm like 6'2", I'm like 210, and I'm just chopped up. I always felt like if I got into the service, they would have me killing people. And I just feel like they would just look at me and be like, you go over there, and I just don't want that on my conscience. So my brother had no problem with it. You know, my brother, he's smaller than me, but he's older than me. It's crazy. He's like 175 soaking wet, but when, you know, he went to Iraq and Afghanistan, he's already dealing with a lot of PTSD and stuff. And, you know, my cousin did
CASIVAC.
Yeah, my cousin did CASIVAC out there, and he's more messed up. He wasn't even really pulling triggers. He was just picking up bodies and taking them back. So, anyway. Yeah, it's – So I got to deal with those two crazies on holidays.
That's interesting conversations, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, my cousin's basically turned into a stoner at this point. They used to try to give him all these meds like Paxil and you know, these like PTSD medications. And he just completely converted to smoking weed. So he's real mellow and just kind of. But he has bad dreams all the time.
People give a negative stigma to weed. Like, people who smoke weed
he needs it. I'm actually glad, because he's the medication I used to give him would make him like a zombie. You know, he would like space out in a room full of people, and he would just be like staring off into space. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, and it's just like the meds. Yeah, he wasn't there. Now at least he's like laughing, smiling, like engaging, you know. He doesn't have to talk about that every day, you know. So I think he's a lot better off with it. He needs it.
They kind of gave him his life back. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Like, he's actually giggling and stuff, you know, stuff's funny to him. Before, it was just like he was just walking around with a straight face all the time. It was like, okay, what's your deal? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I appreciate your service, is basically what I meant to say in short. Regardless of what it was, you know, I know some guys are, oh, I was only in there for, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I appreciate it. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when we're getting everything set up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract or anything like that. The payment for your initial term and account setup was charged today. It's January 31st, 2024. I got you on a discounted pricing structure of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've included some Facebook ads in there too to help drive some traffic to the business, get some more phone calls, and then I've waived all setup fees affiliated with the campaign. I've also made a website optional to you. I know you got stuff going on there with your website, but if you have a fallen out or if you're having any issues with it, you have support here for your website too. That's no extra charge. And it says, when the term is completed, it's going to be set up to automatically renew. Because there's not 31 days next month, it's going to renew on March 2nd. And then it'll be on the second day each month moving forward at $299. Now, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. We do ask if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle, and that's it. You'll still be Google verified if you leave this first page placement. You'll still have all your reviews and everything. You'll still have your Google business profile. We'll just stop doing the optimization that has you on the first page. Okay?
Okay.
And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. So, it looks like you already accepted the client interview, so we're good to go for that. We're going to circle back with you here in just a little bit to complete the client interview. If you go to your text messages, you'll mm-hmm. see an outline of the agreement in writing there. I know you already got the Google verification form, but it looks like they sent it to you again. But there is one that'll say, Antonio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. I'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So in that, you have outlined in black and white everything we're doing for you. You know, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off on it. Take your time with that. But try to get it signed off on before the client interview here at noon, and then we'll circle back with you here shortly and walk you through that. It's going to be with one of my reps, but if you ever have any problems with anybody, I don't think you will. You know, these kids, they go to school for 4 years just to get a job here. I don't think they're trying to mess it up. but if you have any problems or if you want something done, like right away or quickly, you have my direct number and extension. You can call me direct. And then there's also 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
And you're Mr. Hill, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep. My full name is actually Jazwan Jonathan. So it's Jazwan John. So most people just call me John. I don't have a middle name. My first name's a nightmare. It always starts a conversation like, what is that? And where is your best?
I was going to ask where it's named from. I mean.
Yeah, it's pretty unique, you know. My dad came up with it. And I don't know. My mom was just going to leave it as just Jazz, like Jazz John Hill. And then, I don't know. My dad was just like, oh, let's get fancy with it. So my brother's Robert, and then I got Jazwan. So I don't know.
Yeah. Like opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, like the, yeah. Thanks, Al. I appreciate it. You know, like telling my dad. It makes no sense. Yeah, but so I usually just go by John. You know, most people, they don't call me Jazz or Jazwan unless I'm like in trouble. It's usually my mother. All right. Well, I got you all set up here, Tony. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm going to kind of walk you through it, make sure we get everything going. I wanted to ask you, you have bins for like bin rental, or is it just strictly like junk removal and like post-construction?
Oh, no. Like, we don't as of yet, but
okay.
That's going to be something that we're going to add in the future. But for right now, yeah, we're just renting and delivering to the customers if need be. I just clicked on the please click here to accept the subscription terms, and it says it's expired.
Huh?
So if I already accepted the subscription
terms. Oh, yeah, here, let me refresh. Maybe you already sent it out. Oh, no. No, you didn't accept them. You have to sign in here first and last at the bottom. Here, I'll resend it to you right now. That's very strange.
Yeah, because I didn't see the sign at the bottom.
Yeah, it's just like a little box, and then you can just type it out. It's not like you actually have to sign it. Hold on. Let me, where is it? Initial invoice. There it is. Okay. It's all tiny. All right. Here comes a fresh one. I'm going to pull it up on my browser here, make sure that it's all good to go. Yeah, it is. The link you're trying to access has expired. That's what I got on that first one, too.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's wrong, but...
Yeah, that shouldn't be like that. Give me one second. Okay, I just sent you a fresh one. I'm going to pull up this fresh one, though, and see. No, I got the same thing on the fresh one, too. Okay. that's not right, so...
Yeah, and I just got another text with the invoice.
Okay. It'll also be in your email, too, the link, but it's the same link even that's sent to your email. So that's why I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? Okay. Chris is one of our executives here. He's telling me to he'd basically ask you for 3 to 5 minutes, and then they'll send you a fresh one, and then you could sign off on it. We'll make sure we have it all squared away before the client interview at noon.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, yeah. I that's really rare that happens. Usually you're just able to go in there. I mean, honestly, I've never had it happen. I've been here 10 years. So it's weird that it expired. Brand new link. But he said he's going to get them to figure out what's going on, and then they'll send a fresh one over to you right away.
All right, no worries.
I think maybe it's just because I threw in a lot of extra bells and whistles. So it's probably throwing them off, like, on the back end, because the agreements are generated automatically. So maybe the system's kind of like, why do you have a website in here with no money charged for it and stuff? So maybe it's just kind of like having trouble reading it or seeing if it's an error because the way I set up your package. It's all good. I'll verify it with them. We'll get you the proper agreement sent over, get you all set up.
All right, keep a lookout for that.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. You can always get started on the Google verification photos, that other link, in the meantime. Have the other half help you with that. Is she going to join us for the client interview at noon?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's going to be one of my reps that's going to contact you, but they'll walk you through it. And then, like I said, if you guys have any issues, you could always share my contact information with her, too, if she's, like, often involved with the business, because there's a tracking system that you get. It's like an app, and I feel like if she's answering the phone or helping you kind of keep track of customers, that'll be a good tool. Like if you guys are missing clients, it saves the people's information, and you could go in there, call them back, and you could request reviews from people after you finish up on some jobs and things like that. So I think that'd be a good tool for her to have access to as well.
Absolutely. And,
yes.
I
share the information. Oh, you have a business partner. Okay, hold on. Let me add him. So, okay, let me go to settings here and go partner. What's your partner's first and last?
Albert Dixon.
Okay.
D-I-X-O-N.
Okay. Oh, I spelled it with C-K. All right. And then what's his phone number?
678.
Uh-huh.
237.
37
8 6 8, 2 6. 4
1-800-324. Okay. Share that 877 number with them. It's going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward. That's the customer service department. I also sent you my direct number. So, give that to him as well. And then that way, if he calls in, I already have him on file for the business. So he can make modifications or changes, or if he needs help with anything. If you guys are out there and you notice, like, we set up during your client interview, that you guys do post-construction cleanup, and, like, he changes his mind later, you know, I'd be the guy for him to call, and then I could kind of adjust the keywords and make sure we're getting you guys qualified business.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the next hour or so, and then we'll circle back with you guys for the client interview, okay?
All right. No worries. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome. Hey, I'm looking forward to working with you. And again, I appreciate your service.
Thank you, and have a great day, and appreciate your family service as well.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.